Well, I don't know if there's actually any really difference. Only molasses are more or less made with sorghum and syrup from sugar cane.
If you wanted to, did you ever hear them called long sweetening and short sweetening?
No, I don't remember. Huh? I might have, but I don't remember. What's the difference in that now?
I think long sweetening is molasses.
Long sweetening is molasses, sure. Short sweetening is syrup,
but
that's, I guess.
I never use those words either,
so. I don't remember if I ever used those words.
If you wanted to buy some molasses or syrup, what would it come in?
Come in a bucket. Or now they put them in glass jars, put a lot of it in jars, but usually it comes in a tin syrup bucket.
Did you ever hear of a stand?
Stand?
Stand for molasses or stand of lard?
No, I never used that word much.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you could hit them with the
buggy whip for the lines.
Okay. What if you're riding on them? You hold the
reins?
Okay. And your feet are in the
stirrups.
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you have to do to him?
Harness him. Put him in the harness. Put the harness on there.
And something that flour used to come in.
Flour barrel, flour sack.
Okay. The thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
It was made out of the staves and the hoops.
Okay. Something that nails would come in.
Nail keg.
And on a water barrel or a beer keg or something, the thing you turn to get the liquid out, you call that the...
Oh, the... I can't remember that now. What is it?
Well, what would you call it if it's out in your yard, what you hook your hose up to turn?
The faucet.
Okay. And at the kitchen sink?
The faucet.
And on the barrel?
Faucet.
Okay,
I guess it just has a faucet, I guess. But it seemed like there was some other name we used to call that little old thing.
Did you ever hear spigot?
Spigot or something like that.
Huh?
Yeah, but I don't remember.
Nowadays, if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a
bag
made out of
paper.
Did you ever hear it called a poke?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Where would you hear that?
I don't know, honey. I just don't remember. But a poke bag.
Uh-huh.
Is it made out of something different?
I don't
remember. But I do remember the word poke, all right.
What about the thing that bead used to come in? The kind of the rough, brown material?
That was grass sack. That was
any
a burlap.
Huh?
Burlap.
What about toe sack?
Toe sack or croaker sack.
Was that all the same thing?
Croaker sack and a toe sack and a burlap bag and grass sack, that was all the same thing.
If you wanted to carry some corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount you could take at one time?
Well, a peck or a bushel or just whatever amount you wanted to carry.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear the expression a turn of corn?
No. Now, we never dealt much with things like that. What I mean, my daddy never carried corn to the gristmill but very few times. Now, my husband's dad used to be a farmer, and they used to carry meal. I've heard him talk about them carrying their corn to the gristmill and all. And he would know all of that. But
if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a...
armload.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a...
Well, just half a load, I guess. I don't know.
Did you ever hear the expression a jag of wood?
No, I don't remember yet. A jag of wood, is that just a light load?
That's what some people would call it.
A jag of wood. No, I don't remember hearing that.
Say if there was a log across the road, you say we tied a chain to it and we...
pulled it off?
Or, using another word, we...
slid it off?
Or, say if there was a branch across the road.